Alrighty. So, this is my first, what's it called? Podcast. I finally got the microphones and I am doing this. Hopefully this does get posted and you are listening to it from either Apple Music or Spotify, because those are the only two places I'm gonna put it, because I don't care about if you have SoundCloud. I'm so sorry. If you didn't read the title, I don't know why you didn't, but my first topic I thought would be the Oscars, because you know your girl loves the Oscars. So, in front of me, I know you can't see anything because this is audio, which is nice, so I can sit here in my, like, shirt and just sit weirdly and don't have to look presentable. And, just talk. If you saw what my name is, or what the name of this thing is, Kendall the App. That's a reference to my username on Instagram and my email, which is Kendall the Cat, which is just like a thing for me. So, as I was saying, yeah, we're gonna talk about the Oscars. So, in front of me, I have the Oscars, who won, all the things, and I'm gonna go through them and talk about my thoughts. Because don't you all love to hear my voice? Hit that like button if you like to hear my voice. All right. Starting off strong, actor in a leading role, we already know. Cillian Murphy deserved that. 100%. You don't understand what I would have done if he didn't win. I would have went to the Academy and probably burned it down. If you're unfamiliar with the, or well, my Cillian Murphy craze, let's just rewind about 7, 8 months. A few weeks before Oppenheimer, I went and saw Oppenheimer. Did I know who Cillian Murphy was? Yes, because at some point I knew of Peaky Blinders because of my dad. So I knew, like, of him. Did I care for him? No. But I saw a photo of him as, like, younger Oppenheimer, and I was like, now hold on. Hear me out. Hear me out. And ever since there, it's just been a craze. Like, I haven't, like, been so obsessed over something since, like, my MCU craze. Oh gosh. Don't get me started on that. That can be a separate video on my MCU phase I went through. So once it was, like, pretty much foretold that he was probably gonna be in, like, the award season, he's probably gonna be running for an Oscar, I was like, okay, time to pay attention to this. And if you know me, if you were around me within, like, the last few months, you know I was, like, the number one Cillian Murphy Oscar campaign manager. And listen, I was happiest day of my life, or well, in the top 10 happiest moments of my life was him winning actor in a leading role. All right. I don't think I should dwell too long on Cillian Murphy, because I can make that its own separate video, trust me. All right, moving on. Actor in a supporting role. That went to Robert Downey Jr. Another one that I hope to win, because first off, you know, I thought he did good in Oppenheimer. Like, he basically played the op. That was his role, was being an op. So I thought he did great with that. Also, you know, MCU fan, or well, used to be MCU fan. Once again, another video on the downfall of the MCU. I think he deserved it. He was, like, my pick for out of all these people. I'm sorry, Ryan Gosling. But listen, Ryan Gosling, I love you, but I don't think you should win. That's how I felt. Also, going back to this applies to Cillian Murphy too. If you watch the other awards, like the Golden Globes, ugh, like the SAG-AFTRA, after whatever it's called, and the other one that I can't remember, Cillian Murphy and Robert Downey Jr. had, like, the highest odds to win. Like, it was almost guaranteed they were gonna win. That cannot be said about actress in a leading role. Now, this is controversial. This is very controversial. Out, like, all of all the like the who won and stuff, actress, like lead actress, was like the most like debated over one. Because really, out of the five, it came down to Emma Stone and Lily Gladstone. I didn't see either Poor Things or Killers of the Flower Moon. I will, I promise. So, can I have an opinion? Not really. But will I? Yes. Both definitely deserved it. Both are queens. Both are mother. I've seen clips of their performances. But in my heart, I think Lily Gladstone should have won. Because first off, Emma Stone already has an Oscar for La La Land, I'm pretty sure. Also another movie I need to see. And I just think from the clips I saw of Lily Gladstone, she like had like some emotionally charged performance. It was great. Like, so was Emma Stone, so it was like, ugh. But once again, Lily Gladstone had the higher odds of winning, which surprised me. That was like the most surprising thing of the night. But I will say it was controversial when Lily Gladstone ran for Best Actress. Because everyone was like, oh, she didn't have enough screen time, oh this, oh that. She should have ran for a supporting role, she would have won it. But I honestly think it's a smart move going for actress in a leading role, because she did win stuff. I'm pretty sure she won Golden Globe. But I guess we just liked Emma Stone better, but honestly, I'm happy with both. Like, I'm happy either one winning. Both, like I said, mother. Actress in a supporting role, that went to Divine Joy Randolph, who I did not see in the holdovers, but based off of everything previously, she's been winning, and apparently she did a great job, so good for her. I have not seen the holdovers. Will I? I don't know. I mean, I really didn't have anyone else, like, over someone that I wanted to win. I mean, Emily Blunt was there, but, I mean, her parts in Oppenheimer were pretty good, but I didn't have, like, strong odds for her winning. America Ferrera for Barbie. I think she's only there because of the monologue. She didn't really do much else in the film besides the monologue. I'll get to Barbenheimer discourse later in this, but moving on. Animated feature film. This one surprised me. I really thought it was going to Across the Spider-Verse. I really thought. But it went to The Boy and the Heron, which I heard was great, so I'll take everyone's word for it, but I did have hope out for Spider-Man. So, kind of sad about that, but apparently Boy and the Heron was good. I'm hearing noises. I think my dad's home. Anyways, moving on. And I just realized I can like cut this if I want to, because like it's audio. Yeah. Anyways, cinematography. Oppenheimer win. That's all I gotta say. The cinematography in Oppenheimer is amazing, and there's this one scene where it's like these like this. I don't know how to describe it. Sorry, guys. Just go look up Oppenheimer moments of cinematography. And it's like these like circles. And they're really cool looking, and I want a tattoo of it. Because I said, if Oppenheimer wins, I'll get a tattoo of it. And I don't really want words saying now I have become Depth of the Destroyer of Worlds, although that sounds really cool. Costume design. That went to Poor Things. Like I said, haven't watched Poor Things, heard it's weird, but I'd probably like it. Now, honestly, I'm going to be fair with this. I thought Barbie should have won. Do I think Barbie should have won everything? No, because I don't think it was strong enough for everything, but I think it should have won costume design, because come on now. Just come on now. So, I didn't know Napoleon was nominated for this. Napoleon was a sucky movie. Sucky movie. I hate that movie. Directing. That went to Oppenheimer, Christopher Nolan. Did you guys know that was the first time he ever won an Oscar for Best Director? I didn't know that. I was so surprised. I'm like, this man has created so many good movies, and this was his first win? Like, that's insane. How can you be that legendary and not have a Best Director win? So, definitely deserved. Sorry, Martin Scorsese. I think you have enough. documentary feature film, a 20 Days in Mariupol one. I'm gonna be real, I didn't watch any of these. I don't have an opinion. Good for that one, though. Good for that one. I don't know who you are or what's this about, but whatever. Documentary short film, The Last Repair Shop One. Once again, didn't watch any of these. I don't ever watch the short film or the documentary stuff because it's boring. It's probably boring. It might not be. Don't take my word for it. I'm just a simple girl who yaps. Film editing, that goes to Oppenheimer. See, Oppenheimer is sweeping. Sweeping. I guess I'll go now and talk about, like, before I continue on with, like, the rest of things, like, the Oscars themselves, because I did actually watch them while at my dance competition. These were actually very entertaining. I mean, Jimmy Kimmel's alright, but, like, there were other things that, like, made it strong. Like, when, Emily Blunt and Ryan Gosling came out, and it was, like, Kitty and Ken, and the whole, like, Barbenheimer thing, which I guess I'll go into the Barbenheimer thing now. You don't know what Barbenheimer is, I'm not telling you, go look it up, come on. Where were you? Overall, I feel, in terms of Barbie versus Oppenheimer, which one was better, Barbie was a more enjoyable film to watch. It was more fun. Like, I could see it being put on at, like, a party, and everyone dancing, then everyone crying. It's a movie for the girls. Now, Oppenheimer, I think that had the longer-lasting impact, because that is probably one of the best, like, modern films of date. And if you really just made me enjoy sitting through a three-hour, biopic, like, that's crazy. How'd you do that to me? Was it Cillian Murphy? I don't know. Because once again, I didn't know him before that. That's what made me like him. But, I mean, overall in the award season, of course, Oppenheimer swept everything, everybody. So overall, I think Oppenheimer is the better film, but Barbie is still a great film. I loved both, but I mean, I might get canceled for saying I liked Oppenheimer better. I feel like some of you are going to come at me and be like, no, what are you talking about? Listen, I rated both of them 10 out of 10s. Hush now. I just think Oppenheimer had the better impact, like, overall, and it was just a better film. Barbie, once again, fun, enjoyable, loved it. It was hype. It was the hype train. Like, it was the summer blockbuster. So, both films great. Oppenheimer, though, deserves all the awards. Alright, international feature film. Zone of Interest. I didn't watch that. Now, there is one on here I just, like, watched a film recap of, so I do know what it is about, Society of the Snow. And I really liked it. It was really intense. I didn't, like, watch the movie, but the recap was intense. Like, oh my gosh. It's, like, this thing where, like, there's, like, these rugby players from Spain, and their plane crashed, and, like, a lot of them died, but then the ones that survived, they were in the middle of, like, a mountain snowy range. They had to resort to cannibalism. It was crazy. Movie was crazy. It's based off a true story. That was the thing that got me. I was like, oh my gosh. So, maybe that one should have won. But I heard The Zone of Interest was really good, so I probably came down between those two. Makeup and hairstyling. Poor Things wins that one. Now, based off of what I've seen, it deserved that. Because, if you, like, look at, like, the makeup and, like, the outfits, it all looks really cool. Like, I mean, Oppenheimer was great with, like, the 40s feel, but, like, come on now. I'm surprised Barbie wasn't even nominated, because I would have put it in the nominations, at least. What's Maya Sure doing? I didn't see that. I heard it was an Oscar bait film, which is basically when a movie is made solely to get nominated. Maya Sure didn't win anything. Music original score, of course it's going to Oppenheimer. Like, did you hear that? I don't care if you don't care for the film. Like, whatever, it's not everyone's thing, I get it. But please listen to Can You Hear the Music? After you're done listening to me, go look up Ludwig Göransson. I don't know how to say his name, I'm so sorry. But he's the best. He won an Oscar for another film, I forgot which one. I think it was another Christopher Nolan? I don't know. Maybe it was something different. I don't know. This is like his second Oscar win. I know did he do the music for The Mandalorian? I think he did. He's been doing some crazy stuff. But yeah, Can You Hear the Music? The Trinity Test. There's some other ones that were in the movie. Oh my gosh, crazy good. Music original song, What Was I Made For? Bless that win. Billie Eilish, I love you. That song is great. A little overplayed, I think, just because I watch Instagram Reels. Don't flame me for that, guys, please. But it's definitely deserved. It's such a great song. Should I'm Just Ken win? No, but it's funny. Speaking of I'm Just Ken, let's talk about Ryan Gosling's performance. Highlight of the night. Amazing. Like, I think the Oscars have peaked. I don't think you can beat that. I mean, the Gentlemen Prefer Blondes reference, just the La La Land reunion. Once again, I haven't seen La La Land, but I did get the reference. Don't worry, I'm not that stupid. Maybe I am. I don't know. But I think What Was I Made For was the better song lyrically. But I'm Just Ken winning would have been hilarious, but also a major disappointment. All right, best picture, Oppenheimer, of course. I think Oppenheimer deserves to win everything. Oppenheimer has won my heart, actually. I'm now getting more known for being number one Oppenheimer fan than being Kendall the Cat. Like, those two are rivaling each other. Like, what the heck? Like, if you know me from, like, back then, you know I was, like, cat girl. But am I Oppenheimer girl now? Maybe I'm Killian Murphy girl. Because I literally just watched one of his movies. He has some weird movies. I feel like I should do a video on the strange movies he has. Because he has this one with Justin Timberlake. Oh, Lord. Bad movie. Yeah, but out of all of these, yeah, Oppenheimer. Production design going to Poor Things. Once again, I think Barbie should have won this because they literally made Dreamhouse. They made a Dreamhouse. Come on now. Sorry, Poor Things, but I think you're winning a little too much. I say this and I want Oppenheimer to win everything. Ugh, double standards. But I think Barbie should have won that one. But whatever, okay, Poor Things, you can have it. I'll watch you one day. Animated short film went to War Is Over, inspired by the music of John and Yoko. I put this one as my prediction just because it's the only one that made any sense to me. Once again, didn't watch any of these. I'm not watching short films. Live action short film went to The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar, which I did know about. I watched the trailer and some clips of it, only because I recognized, like, Benedict Cumberbatch was in it. So, I mean, good for that. I heard it was the one that everyone wanted to win, so whatever. Okay, sound. That went to The Zone of Interest. Once again, didn't see that. But I heard the sound mixing was very interesting in it, so I'll take people's words. Visual effects went to Godzilla Minus One, which I heard was great. Looking at the other nominees, I mean, Guardians of the Galaxy, of course it's going to be nominated for visual effects. Marvel movies only get nominated for visual effects. Yeah, that's all I got to say about that, because of all their CGI. Why is Napoleon here? I don't get that. Napoleon was such a bad movie. Any chance I get, I will rack on that movie. And then writing adapted screenplay, that went to American Fiction. I heard no one cared for that winning, over The Zone of Interest, Poor Things, Oppenheimer, and Barbie. Like, everyone was like, oh, why did that win? Haven't seen American Fiction, so I don't know. I don't know what adapted screenplay means. Like, is it adapted from something? Because I know Oppenheimer is based off of American Prometheus, the giant book. Barbie's based off of Barbie. Don't know what Poor Things and Zone of Interest is based off of, but whatever. Cool, I guess. I don't know. Writing original screenplay, that went to Anatomy of a Fall, which the only thing I know about this movie is it has a really hot French dude. Well, the whole movie's French, but the lawyer guy who's French, well, I mean, they're all French, he's really hot, in my opinion. I think he's hot, and that's why I want to watch it. I almost watched it today, but I feel like I need that. I was doing, like, homework, too, so I'm like, I need to watch this when I'm just doing nothing to see this hot lawyer guy. And that is it. So, okay, clocking around about 21 minutes. I don't really want to go over, like, 30, 40 minutes. I don't want y'all listening to me for that long. I hope I've interested you enough. I don't know. Count how many times I said Cillian Murphy in this, and you'll get a free reward. And that reward will be plus 300 points on the Kendall leaderboard. If you don't know, I have a leaderboard where if you guess correctly or do something right for me, I'll give you points. I don't know who's winning. I don't keep track. You have to keep track. So, what's the moral of the story? Moral of the story, Oppenheimer is the best movie ever created. I want to go to Ireland. So I can, Cillian Murphy. Yeah. Okay. Have a good day. Night? I don't know. Alright, that was fun.